Welcome all to K-Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Jung. I do not have any K-Dramas to review today, so if you are one of those listeners who is like, I don't want to hear this, I just want to hear about K-Dramas, you can pause and you can join us next week when I will be covering a show. But for today, no K-Dramas. I had some interesting things happen over the week, so I'll just talk about that, I guess. I noticed that when the chair is uncomfortable, like, I won't sit there and I won't do work. In the past, I thought maybe it's because I have bad focus, or like my ADHD is like really bad, or I'm a bad student, da-da-da. Turns out, no. If you give me a comfortable chair, I will sit in it and I will do the work. Yeah, I do have ADHD, but like once I decide to focus and lock in, yeah, I'm good. I'm solid, baby. So just get me a good chair. And this chair is amazing. Beautiful chair. I also went dancing a couple nights this weekend. I mean, that's part of the reason why my voice is so shot right now. I went out, I think Friday night. Yeah, I went out Friday night, and it was like lesbian DJ night at Cardinal Bar, which is just down the street from where I live. And it was like really fun. The speaker situation was like kind of lousy. There was like only two big speakers. So I was like, this is a little awkward. Like I like it when I go clubbing and it's like loud. It just wasn't loud enough. But I had a good time. And I met some new friends that night. And I know them through a friend that I know through LA. So it's like, oh, so-and-so told me to hit you up, so I'm here hanging out. You're a good DJ. Let's hang out. And then she just like invited me. She's like, oh, it's my birthday tomorrow. Just come hang out. It was at the same bar. And I went there overdressed. Yeah, overdressed meaning I was wearing sandals and jeans and a shirt. What I should have been wearing is high heels and underwear, because it was underwear night. And everybody was just in their underwear or lingerie. I saw people in thongs. I saw people in bras, lingeries. I mean, it was like a night with like a gimmick. And I didn't know. I showed up super overdressed. And it was a little awkward. But then I got over it, you know. It was like, have a couple of beers and then just like meet some people and then just dance your ass off. It was a blast. It was an absolute blast. One inspiring thing that I saw on Friday, though, is I saw this woman. She's like an elderly woman. I would say like, I mean, not elderly, but you know, I would say 60s, like late 60s. She had red hair and she had a huge mask on, like to cover her face. And she was just like dancing her ass off. She was just dancing like there was no tomorrow, all by herself in her sandals, you know, no drink in hand, just like working it. And I was like, this woman is my future. She's my future. I want to be able to go anywhere in the world and dance my fucking dick off just like her. That's my goal. Yeah. She just looked so like in her element. Was she a good dancer? Not in particular, you know, but that wasn't the point. I was looking at her joie de vivre. I was looking at her utter commitment to the moment and the joy that was exuding from her everywhere, because she was just like in it, you know, feeling the music, feeling the rhythm. It was great. It was great. Last night, I met a lot of people, a lot of wonderful people, but one of them was like, I don't even remember her name, but she was very young, like early 20s, right? And she was very helpful. Like there was, you know, like all these songs that I just didn't recognize. And I would turn to her and be like, who is this? And she'd be like, this is Sexy Red, or this is Charlie blah blah blah. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I love this music. She's like, yeah, like get with it, you know. And I was like, I need to buy this girl a drink, because she just like gave me such a great education. So I was like, let me buy you a drink. And she was like, no, I already had two drinks and that's my limit, so I'm good. And I was like, She is like in her early 20s, has perfect self-control. She's schooling an old millennial hag like me. I was like, you are a gem. You are a star. Anyway, bless her. And I also met a couple of grad students attending UW-Madison. And one of them was just like going on and on about their dissertation. And I had no idea what they were talking about. But I was nodding because I knew on another plane level what they were talking about. Like they're just talking about their utter terror. Like, am I doing this right? Am I doing okay? And so my response was, that sounds awesome. And then they were like full of self-doubt. They were like, oh, but I don't know, like maybe like it's outdated, you know, like you start something and then years pass and then you feel outdated. And it's like, that's not true. It doesn't have to be true. It's just your sick brain talking. One wonderful thing that I experienced yesterday before I went out dancing is I was at the gym and I was listening to a Dolores Cannon book. This is Convoluted Universe, Volume 4. And in it, one of the, I don't know, the profound messages that the subconscious was giving to the client that was under hypnosis was this. They were like, this person, this body, this woman, she is hanging on to a lot of things from her past and she doesn't need them. She can let them go at any time. She can just let it go like it's nothing. And it would only take literally a few moments for her to find happiness and freedom again. But she's choosing to hold on to those things because she believes that there is still something to learn from them. And I was like, well, what a beautiful way to put that. You know, because sometimes like when I get stuck in my past grief and I'm clinging to it like it's a life raft, I think it's because there's something wrong with me. That's what I used to think. But then turns out, no, there was something to learn from whatever that was that one is clinging to. And it's like, I realized yesterday, I don't have anything new to learn from these pasts that I cling to. I have nothing new to learn, nothing. The lesson's over, it's done. Like, ding, fully baked. I'm out. And yet the pain is there. Not as much, but it's like it'll bubble up or erupt up if I'm like triggered or reminded. And then I just decided like pain is just pain. Pain doesn't need an explanation all the time. Pain doesn't need a story all the time. Pain doesn't always need to be fixed or removed. Pain can coexist with life. And I was like, let that be too. So anyway, as these realizations started to like come up, like I started feeling, you know, in the flow, in the alignment, yeah, in the positive space, which is something I needed, and found myself journaling, praying, thinking, meditating, and it was a good experience. So folks, no K-drama today, just me shooting the shit, ranting. If you have a K-drama you would like for me to cover, drop it in the inbox. I'll check it out if it interests me. If it doesn't, I won't be covering it. That's just how it is. I gotta be honest, gotta be truthful. If you're not going out dancing every once in a while, please do it. Like after I went out dancing yesterday and the day before, I just felt a lot more calm. There's something about that. It just like eases your mind, it relaxes you, it grounds you into the present moment and your body. I realized being in my head makes me feel sick. Yeah. So getting back in the body, and one excellent way is dancing your dick off. So let's all strive to be like that woman I saw on Friday. Redhead, eyeglasses, sandals, mask, and dancing as if there is no tomorrow.